A Christmas Carol in these dark times. When Jimmy the Elf awoke, all that he knew for certain was that it was dark, and that it was cold, and that there was a phone ringing somewhere. It was loud and jarring, and wherever it was massive, a phone as big as the whole world. He shook his head and opened his eyes, and it was not quite so dark anymore, but that goddamn phone was still ringing. He patted his body, looking for holes or leaks or missing parts, and when he found none, he said a little thank you to that God that Northern Elves pray to, and he would have laughed a little if it wasn't for that goddamn phone's ringing somewhere. He wished someone would answer that phone. He lifted his head, and the snow that had been covering his eyes fell away, and for a moment there was a sharp flash of white. Then his eyes adjusted to the cold, and he could see the long arm of smoke rolling up from the wreckage of the crashed gingerbread helicopter. Then there was Tommy the Elf grabbing Jimmy by the scruff of the neck with his half-mad smile on his face. He drug Jimmy to his feet, and the two elves went into a run, butterscotch candies whizzing past their heads as they ran. "Where's your gun?" Jimmy the Elf shouted, and finally, Jimmy was able to hear something other than the sound of that ringing phone. But he said nothing, and just kept on running as best he could behind Tommy. There was mortar fire coming down, round after round of 500-millimeter gumdrops, falling in that slow arc of gravity's rainbow. Not too far away, a gumdrop landed, and it was close enough to make Jimmy's teeth clatter, and it was close enough to set that telephone inside his skull to ringing at full volume again. But Jimmy could read lips pretty good, and he could see Tommy laughing, and he could tell that, as they ran and the gumdrops were bursting all around them, Tommy was having the time of his life and shouting, "Ain't that a bitch?" each time one of the gumdrops exploded in the cold, snowy earth. It's been said that at the North Pole every elf can tell when his last moment is coming, and when there came a high whistle of an incoming gumdrop, Jimmy the Elf knew that this was his time. He stopped running and fell to his knees and put both hands over his ears and closed his eyes, and he thought of Mama Elf and Papa Elf sitting home. Mama Elf sewing by the fire, and Papa Elf sitting in his rocking chair, exhaling a gray plume of swirling pipe smoke. Then Jimmy tightened his body and waited for the gumdrop to touch home, and when he happened to open his eyes, he could see Tommy the Elf running up ahead, with his butterscotch rifle popping away Werther's originals into the snowy horizon that had gone gray from smoke and mortar fire. There were screaming, and there was a sound of dying. There was that goddamn phone ringing in Jimmy's head. Then the gumdrop landed.